Today's Washington Post and USA Today both reported that unnamed White House sources say the Bush administration plans to repeal steel tariffs imposed less than 2 years ago. The White House would not confirm that story today. However, the story does raise questions about the health of the steel industry and how it's affected by tariffs. Joining us now is Charles Bradford, an independent industry analyst, president of Bradford Research. He's at his office in New York, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why did the Bush administration impose these tariffs originally?
Well, the industry was clearly having substantial problems, both in profitability and in just general business conditions. And the industry claimed that it needed relief from what they called a surge in imports, which was the basis of the tariff protection they received. It was called a safeguard protection.
So they were saying this was unfair competition?
Well, they actually didn't use that section of the law. They didn't use the dumping section or the anti-subsidy section. They used this, again, it's Section 201, which only goes into effect if there is a surge in imports. Doesn't matter if they're fairly priced or unfair. The idea of this whole section of the law, and most countries have it, is that if there's some unusual increase, the industry, the domestic industry, should be allowed some time to adjust.
Now, the United States trading partners did not take kindly to this new tariff and took the United States to the WTO, which ruled against the U.S. And during his recent meeting with Prime Minister Blair in London, President Bush was widely thought he was going to pull down the tariffs at that point.
Well, the WTO, as it turns out, has ruled against everybody's safeguard mechanism, not just ours. The difficulty in this one is that there really wasn't an increase in imports in 2001, which is the year before the tariffs were put into place. They're put into place in March of 2002. So you didn't have the precursor of a surge in imports. There was a big surge in 1998 during the Clinton administration. In fact, the WTO, I believe, has commented that that might have been an appropriate time, but that wasn't done. You can't do it like 3 years later and blame it on the same circumstance.
Now, if there's a repeal at this point, and if there isn't, the United States faces trade sanctions of its own in retaliation. If there's a repeal, how would that affect the industry right now?
Well, frankly, we never thought that tariffs were necessary. It's been our belief for a number of years that the real problem hurting the domestic steel industry were twofold. First of all, the strong dollar, which we had during the 1990s, made U.S. steel high-priced compared to steel from other countries. And then secondly, there was excess capacity around the world that led to price cutting, made the U.S. even more attractive. So the absence of tariffs, I don't think will have any effect because we now have a weaker dollar. In fact, the almost 2 years that the tariffs have been in place have led to increased capacity in the U.S., which was not desirable and is not desirable.
But are you saying it's going to cost jobs if these tariffs are removed?
I don't think there will be an increase in imports. I think imports will stay relatively low. Imports so far this year are down almost 30% from last year, and they're running at the lower level. Last month was down over 40%. I think the imports are going to stay low because of the weaker dollar.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Charles Bradford was with us by phone from his office in New York City. He's the president of Bradford Research, which covers the metal industry. He's also associated with Soleil Industries, which markets independent research. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.